This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Sunday, the 12th of April, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Across Israel, the weather is clear and mild. In Tel Aviv, a gentle breeze makes for a pleasant day outdoors. Jerusalem remains sunny, while Haifa enjoys a warm evening. Eilat is comfortably warm as the night sets in. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports from earlier today that Prime Minister Netanyahu has stated, "The war continues, there is more work to do as operations persist in Lebanon to address security threats." Also, Walla reports just in that during the ceasefire, Iran is producing ballistic missiles using old components. The IDF is actively monitoring these developments. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post confirms that Holocaust remembrance ceremonies in Israel are facing disruptions due to the ongoing conflict with Iran. Separately, Mariv reports a warning from senior researcher Benny Sabati about potential Iranian sleeper agents amid stalled U.S.-Iran negotiations. And finally, from earlier reports by Forward. The Iranian ceasefire teeters, with the IDF continuing to engage Hezbollah in Lebanon, while the Strait of Hormuz remains closed. Here's what people are saying online. Commander of the Quds Force, Ismail Kwaani, noted in a post just minutes ago that their forces are prepared and waiting across the region for any threats to arise. Ihab Hassane, a local commentator, posted earlier today that Israeli police did not respond to a recent incident involving Palestinian victims. Christian JB, an online personality, shared experiences of facing hate online for defending Zionism and Israel. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the developments in Lebanon. Prime Minister Netanyahu's declaration underscores the ongoing military efforts in the region. According to Ynet, Israel aims to secure the border by targeting infiltration routes and neutralizing missile threats. This commitment signals continued military engagement, potentially prolonging regional tensions. Turning to Iran's missile production. Security sources informed Walla that Iran is utilizing pre-war components to manufacture new ballistic missiles. The IDF is closely watching these activities, as such advancements could shift the balance of power and complicate diplomatic efforts. Meanwhile, Holocaust remembrance activities face interruptions. Yad Vashem confirmed to the Jerusalem Post that the conflict with Iran has affected planned ceremonies. This highlights the pervasive impact of the conflict on cultural and historical commemorations in Israel. Separately, Benny Sabati's warning about Iranian sleeper agents comes amidst faltering U.S.-Iran negotiations. As reported by Mariv, this raises concerns about internal security and the broader implications for international relations. Finally, the ongoing military actions in Lebanon. Forward reports that despite a ceasefire with Iran, hostilities persist with Hezbollah. The closure of the Strait of Hormuz adds another layer of complexity to international trade and security in the region. On the economic front, first, Ynet Business reports that Israel's 10D fund is investing heavily in physical AI and deep technology, marking a bold move into hardware AI integration. Separately, CTech highlights ongoing GPS disruptions across Israel, which persist despite the current ceasefire with Iran. Signal interference continues due to ongoing military operations. And finally, according to Mariv Business, Saudi Arabia's East-West oil pipeline is now fully operational. This marks a significant recovery in regional energy infrastructure post-conflict. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 1 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.